Rolling. And again, I want to say thank you and welcome to everybody. For those viewing this live, do me a favor right now in the comments. Let me know what city, state, region, country you're seeing us at right now. Let it be known, right? Share that. I appreciate you. And while you're taking the time to tune in, go ahead and like, comment, and subscribe to the YouTube page as well so we can make sure we get it rolling and get it tuned out the right way. Right, just wanted to do a quick sound check, and we are sounding good, right? And you see the title, this is correct, and the proof is in the pudding. One thing I like to talk about is it's important that you have the receipts, okay? It's very important that you have the receipts. So, what you see right here is how I made $5,000 on my phone in 1 month, right? This is for real, right? It actually started with the conversation. Well, this month trending has started with the massive crypto and stock increase, of course, but also started with a conversation from a friend of mine, right? But what I want to talk you through today are the steps that I took in really breaking down what is the $10 method, right? And the $10 method came about because so many people think, hey, in order for me to invest, save, or grow my money, I have to have thousands of dollars to get started. And that's not the case, right? Because with me, it started with just simply $10, right? Or a $10 method that I wanted to incorporate into my strategy, okay? So, first off, of course, disclaimer, the following statement is for informational purposes only and should not be construed as financial advice. Trading and investing has its risk, whether it's the foreign exchange market, whether it's the crypto market, whether it's the stock market. No matter what it is, it carries risk. And past performance is not indicative of future results, right? I cannot guarantee you that because I made $5,000 in a month, that you will make $5,000 a month. But the strategies and experiences shared are based on the individual circumstance, which is myself, and may not be suitable for everyone. So please do your own research, assess your risk tolerance, and consult with a qualified financial advisor before making any investment decisions. Okay. But first, what I want to jump right into is the first thing first is that consistency is key. So the $10 method emphasizes consistency in investing by consistently allocating a small amount of money into savings, stocks, and cryptocurrencies with each paycheck. You are building now a disciplined approach to wealth accumulation. So basically, what you're doing is putting your money in three different places. So technically, you're spending $30 a paycheck, right? $10 immediately go to your savings, $10 you put into your stock app, of course, and I'll link below the apps that I utilize for saving stocks and cryptocurrency, of course, and then another $10 in crypto. So I got 10 in my savings, 10 in stocks, and 10 in crypto, right? And what I call this is the pay it yourself first method. I didn't say anything about getting paid and going out to eat. Didn't say anything about getting paid and paying my bills first. No, the first thing I did was put $10 in my savings. That was number one. Number two is then put $10 in stocks that I've been researching or looking up or something I'm interested in. And then third is putting $10 in a cryptocurrency that I've been researching or interested in at the time as well. Right. And again, that built that disciplined approach to the wealth accumulation, which was very important. Right. In order to invest, you have to save. And this method allowed me to do them all. Right. In my opinion. So I started. All right. Next was the diversification. Right. Being able to allocate funds to saving stock and cryptos allowed me to diversify my portfolio. This helps me mitigate risk by spreading investments across different asset classes, reducing the impact of any single investment's performance on your overall portfolio. This is key. Diversify, diversify, diversify. Right. Very important. All right, next up, my thought process was in a long-term perspective. Hence, remember I said I started this in 2018, 2019, right? This is when people were like, oh man, Forex is a scam. You know, crypto, Bitcoin, it's a scam, right? Because people were not educated, right? Being I was focused on getting educated and rich in power and educating myself and others throughout the process, I'm looking at this as a long-term approach. And hence the title of this video, it seems it was able to pan out, right? Because I don't know about you, but $5,000 in a month from my cell phone is definitely something that I don't know a lot of people are doing, right? And feel free to comment or share with me any individuals that you may follow who have been doing the same, if not doing more. I'm always looking to grow and continue to educate and stretch myself as well. And thanks in advance. Next thing, and I think the most important thing also about investing outside of the disclaimer is understanding risk management, right? Even though you're investing small amounts, it's crucial to assess the risk of each investment and ensure that you're comfortable with the potential losses. This could involve conducting research, diversifying within asset classes, and setting realistic expectations, right? So, for example, if I'm starting with $10, right? Because I actually have a friend who started with $10, and within a week, or I want to say a week or two, that $10 was now $16. Right. So because the expectation of, okay, we're looking at maybe 1 to 2% growth, right, per month, because or at any amount, that's $1 to $2 on a $10 account. So he was able to see almost 60% growth, right? Again, past performance is not guaranteed future performance, but those are the possibilities of small amounts. And yes, people, I understand some people's risk tolerance is, hey, I can risk 100, I can risk 1,000, right? The percentages are the same. The numbers are the only things that change, or the dollar amounts change, of course, because 60% of 1,000 is what? $600, right? 60% of 100 is what? $60. So as you can see, the percentages stay the same, but the dollar amount based on your risk capital, right, could potentially change, right? That's why I also like to stay here and talk about, the people who post the YouTubes or the lives and say, oh, talk about, hey, how, I made 70K. But again, how did you start, right? Tell me about the beginning, right? Because not everybody can start with $10,000 or $20,000. Right? How did you start? What was the beginning? Help me understand that journey, right? Because if people see the jump, it's like, hey, I need help along the way because I don't have $1 million in the account. I don't have 100K, but I do have 10. Is it possible? And I like to show people the possibilities, and this really started with $10. If you know me and you know anyone, I've showed my personal account and say, hey, it started with somewhere around less than, I want to say maybe about $67 total. My first overall crypto stock investment total, right? But let's keep moving on. All right. The continuous learning piece is also key. The financial markets are constantly evolving, so it's essential to stay informed and continuously learn. This includes understanding market trends, economic indicators, and developments in the industries you're investing in. Very key. Always a student. You must always be a student when it comes to the financial markets, right? Being able to adapt is also key because the market conditions can change anytime. So being adaptable is crucial. This may involve, I'm sorry, adjusting your strategy a bit based on market trends, news events, or changes in economic conditions. For example, if I understand the time, my schedule, I invest in $10 on this day of the month. Hey, I see the market conditions aren't favorable for me to buy shares or for me to trade on this day. So what I may do is I may put the $30 simply in a safe savings account, right, where I'm getting a conservative APY, right? Annual return per year, right? Based on what I may see in the market. Or if I see something where I can afford to invest more, I may increase the investment that day if it is a more favorable, right, market conditions, right? So it all depends on, again, what we saw, continuous learning, your research, and now your adaptability. All right, so let's move on. Patience and discipline is key because it's very important. And as you can see with the cryptocurrency space right now, FOMO is starting to happen. People are fear of missing out. But remember, buy low, sell high. Crypto has now, well, Bitcoin has seen all-time highs. That's not where you want to be getting in at, right? Where you want to be getting in is when the market calms down or cools down or takes a little break and pulls back a bit before it rejuvenates itself to push through now the next all-time highs, of course. So if you're still rocking with me right now, one, I appreciate you. Go ahead and subscribe to the channel. And by following these principles and maintaining a disciplined approach to investing, you can increase your chances of success and continue to grow your wealth over time. Keep in mind that every individual's financial situation and risk tolerance are different, so it's important to tailor your investment strategy to your specific goals and circumstances, all right? So remember, I want to see everybody at the top, y'all, because it's the bottom that's way, way too crowded. See y'all on the other side.